Hello and welcome to the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time and turn our hearts toward God to hear His voice and connect with our Father. Father God, thank you that you're here with us. In the midst of even overwhelming circumstances, that you never leave our side. Lord, as we look at you being our good shepherd, I pray that our trust in you would grow ever stronger, even as we realize that your strength will never fail. Lord, whether the circumstances around our life are overwhelming, harrowing, even crushing, or if we find ourselves in a really good moment right now, we load our soul with the answer, with the response. I trust you. God, we trust you. Lord, we trust you. Even when we don't see a way out, we remind ourselves that you always do. In Jesus' name. Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today we are going to focus particularly on verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There are times when we find ourselves surrounded by threats against our life and those we love. Even the most diligent and faithful observance of the commands of our Good Shepherd cannot save us from these moments in life. As we are led through these overwhelmingly dark moments, this one scripture offers at least 5 encouragements we can remember even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The first encouragement is that the Good Shepherd, He has led you here. As we walk on righteous paths, the Good Shepherd leads us by still waters and through dark valleys. In overwhelming circumstances, we must remind ourselves He knows what He's doing, and He's powerful. And He's good. The second encouragement that He's not only leading us to the valley, but through the valley. God knows the other side of this trial and intends to bring you all the way through it. Thirdly, you are not alone in this valley. The Good Shepherd, who had purpose and intention in bringing you to the valley, who has plans to bring you all the way through the valley, is also there with you in the valley. He has not left your side. And in Jesus, we see God Himself entering into our human struggle, and He will walk with us all the way through. Our fourth encouragement is that our Good Shepherd is armed for our protection. Both the rod and the staff were used to defend sheep from threats against their life and ensure that sheep were kept close along the right path. So too, God guides you through life's most tumultuous moments. He is defending your life and soul from that which would like to devour you. When you are most vulnerable, God is defending you and keeping you right by His side. Finally, when our Good Shepherd is by our side, when He's the one leading us through these inevitable moments that are overwhelming, when the heaviest issues of life and even death are pressing in on us, we know this encouragement, and we know it well. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even death itself, it's only a shadow. Our God is the God who's defeated death. While it momentarily may block the light, God and his eternal plans have never gone anywhere. Even death cannot stop our God. Even death cannot block him out. So remember, death is only a shadow when we're walking with our good shepherd. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Father God, thank you for never leaving our side. Thank you that even when life is in the balance, when we experience some of the darkest moments in our life, that we can trust your good plan, that you see the other side of the valley, that you brought us to it. You will bring us through it. And even you are right there in the midst. Thank you, Lord, for your defense around our life, that you're keeping us safe on every side and close to your very heart. Father, for those who are in difficult situations where the life of your love and the brightness of your shining have been blocked out in grief and in mourning, God, I pray that you would comfort them and remind them that even death itself, as we walk with you, is only a shadow, that you see the other side and you will bring us through. Father, for those who are doing well and there's peace and comfort, Lord, I pray that you would preload our soul with a response of faith when the valley of the shadow of death is near, that we, along with the shepherd, that we, along with the psalmist, could say, I fear no evil because you are with me. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I encourage you to spend some time with God. Why don't you start with this question? Father God, would you please reveal to me where you were in some of life's most difficult moments? Would you please show me? Would you please remind me of your plans, even in the midst of life's most overwhelming circumstances? Please help me to trust you.
Thank you for participating in the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. You can find other episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment around what God has been speaking to you. You can find other resources and our location at everynationnyc.org.